3621.
This half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iworkhim.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him Nation and cities around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work For Him this afternoon as we broadcast to you from Lubbock, Texas. We're so grateful to be here, hosted by the Kingdom at Work folks. You can check them out online, kingdomatwork.com, kingdomatwork.com, and the Kingdom Leadership Workshop 2019. There's three opportunities for you to bring your leadership team here to Lubbock, Texas to just learn what it means to be a kingdom leader. Because when a kingdom leader engages in a kingdom style, then a kingdom culture emerges and the kingdom of God advances. First segment of the show, we're talking with Ben Minks. He's from Capstone Homes in Minneapolis. Yeah, he's from Minneapolis, our hometown, but he's here with us here in Lubbock, Texas. You can check him out online at capstonehomes-mn.com. Ben Minks, welcome to I Work For Him.
Good afternoon, folks.
Oh, fantastic. I love that. Okay. All right. So just talk to us, Ben. How did you come to be a Jesus follower?
Great question. I was raised in a family that told me the truth about the Lord. Great parents, brought me to church, even sent me to a Christian school, growing up all the way kindergarten through 12th grade. Mm. And, I think that, although that set a great foundation and it put a lot of, knowledge into my mind and a lot of, you know, I think I understood the Bible quite well. You know, as I graduated, I got going into business. I started a little drywall company, you know, started doing well, started building a few houses. And, by mid-30s, you know, I was making a few bucks and starting to get a big head. My marriage was, starting to fray around the edges, if you'll use that term. I didn't know it, but a large recession was coming to the home building company, you know, business at that time too. We were hit with a lawsuit right around that time in 2009, and you know, and I think it was between this legal problem, my marriage that was having some problems. You know, I just kind of came to a point of realizing, you know, I went to the Lord actually one time. I had this, you know, this problem. God, what, I need help. I need help. But, you know, leading up to this, I'd been kind of growing in anger and growing in frustration and pride and really just running my own program, really just living for my own agenda. And I was almost embarrassed. I was almost ashamed to come to God and ask Him for help because I knew I had made some choices that were totally contrary to what I knew was right. But it was a kind of as if I had said, God, I'm going to do it my own way. And I had been doing that for a while. So to come back to the Lord and say, God, all right, I need you. And you know what? He met me there. He met me there at that time. And, I was kind of alone. I was pacing in my house. God, you know, kind of helped me out of my problems here. And, I just feel like I heard a little something in my spirit say, you better grab that Bible and read some of those red-lettered words over there. That was what I had.
That's awesome.
And I'd, I grabbed this Bible, and it was a little dusty at that point, and opened it up to the passage of Matthew 13. It's about a farmer scattering seeds on different kind of soils. And, you know, you go through, and some go on the path, and some go in the rocks, and some go in the weeds and thorns, and some on good soil. And as I read this, and I'd heard sermons on this, I'd probably read it 10 times before, and, you know, kind of gone over, you know, spaced it through. But this time it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was the guy who that gospel seed had been planted in. But, like Jesus explained to his disciples in that passage, the worries of this world, the going after wealth, going after reputation, the pride, all that had choked out this seed of gospel that had been planted in me, and no fruit was being produced. I was just a guy living for my own agenda, and you know, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I just knew that was for me. In my mind, there was kind of this picture of Jesus and two paths. And Jesus was standing on one, going, motioning with his arm and saying, come on over here, follow me. And I was 35. I hadn't cried since 11 years old. And I busted out crying. I was proud of that fact. I was working on this hard guy persona up to this point. And I said, all right, I'll really follow you. And everything changed at that moment. I remember going to church the next. I called my wife right after, and I said, hey, this is real. This is real. I understand. I get it. Because my wife had been working on me. You don't understand a relationship with God. You know all this stuff, but you don't really understand a relationship with God. And I'd argue with her. I'd say, what are you talking about? I can't have a relationship with a book. That's, you know, I didn't know what she was talking about. But I had never really sought God on my own. I had been taught, I had heard, I'd maybe shook my head, but I'd never been. God says, if you seek me, you'll find me.
So this was an answer to her prayers, it sounds like.
Yeah, this was an answer. This was an answer to her prayers.
Wow.
And
so fast forward all of that, because I it's fabulous that the Lord just got your attention. You got involved with Rick and Holly Beatenbow from Beatenbow Homes here in the Kingdom at Work, Kingdom Leadership Workshop. Talk about how understanding what it means to be a kingdom leader has impacted Capstone Homes.
Yeah, so good story. You know, after this life change, the Holy Spirit is in me now. I'm being he's changing the way I think, you know. And so we, you know, we realized, okay, hey, you know, we're still in business. God's given us this gift of a business. I mean, a lot of people would love to do this.
Right.
And I started reading about businesses. I, you know, read about some big business, you know, and Hobby Lobby and Chick-fil-A. And I thought, oh, this is kind of cool what these guys are doing. And somebody threw a magazine at me, a builder magazine about, Beatenbow. I read this article and I thought, you know, man, it didn't say anything overtly Christian in this magazine, but I said, these guys are Christians. I got to find out something about these guys. I went to their website, and yeah, sure enough, they are. And my wife encouraged me, why don't you just reach out to them and, you know, see if you could talk to somebody over there. And I said, they're not going to want to talk.
But that's right.
I actually,
typical Minnesota right?
I actually typed in on their website, on their sales portal, if you want to buy a house, you know, you'd talk to somebody through that. But Rick actually called me back. A couple weeks later, and I ended up talking to him on the phone for about an hour, took notes, and he's just pouring his heart out about, you know, what it is to run a kingdom business. And at the end of this phone call, he just said, hey, you think y'all would want to come down and have some steaks with us sometime and pray about this and, you know, show you around? And I said, sure. So me and my wife hopped a plane, and we stayed with them in their house for 2-3 days and came down here and just kind of was introduced. This is before any of the workshops.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it was really a vision expanding trip for both me and Rachel. And it was great what we both were there because she was on board with it and I was, and it was like, now all of a sudden we could put these two passions that, you know, running a business and this passion for the Lord together. Mm. And I'm even doing it with my wife,
right,
which is, you know, extra,
yes,
turbo boost on the whole thing. So, yeah,
it's a great story. And I know there's lots more to that story. And one day people will be able to go to your website and see all of that story out there. Because I think you need to write it out so people can read it. Thank you, Ben Minx, for being on I Work For Him today. I really appreciate it.
You bet.
Check out Ben Minx online, capstonehomes-mn.com. You're listening to I Work For Him as we broadcast from the Kingdom Leadership Workshop in Lubbock, Texas. Check out Kingdom Leadership Workshop online, kingdomatwork.com. kingdomatwork.com. Bring your leadership team here in the spring. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, with today's Integrity Moment.
According to the History Channel, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as All Saints' Day. This was a time to honor the saints and martyrs of the church. However, Celtic traditions believed that on October 31st, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. As Rome took over the Celts, their traditions began to be incorporated. Eventually, All Saints' Day became overshadowed by what became known as Halloween. Ephesians 6:12 teaches, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." There is a spiritual battle. Pray that your efforts to glorify God with your work not be undermined by spiritual forces.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
Do you dream about getting away with your spouse and escaping for a few days? Do you just want a little time to reconnect and enjoy a little sunshine? It's not too early to start thinking about planning time away with your spouse next winter.
We want to invite you to join us on our annual Cruise Your Way to a Better Marriage, brought to you by I Work For Him. We will be setting sail from Tampa Bay to Cozumel on Royal Caribbean Brilliance of the Seas, February of 2019, leaving on Valentine's Day. How romantic can it get?
Our main sessions will focus on ways to strengthen your marriage and grow closer to each other and to God. Breakout sessions will be geared to diving a little deeper, exploring biblical principles for marriages and the workplace.
With plenty of downtime to eat, relax, and connect with each other and the 20 other married couples, what's not to be excited about? Details are online at iworkforhim.com event page.
Register online at iworkforhim.com and let your boss know you'll be out for a few days in February because you'll be cruising your way to a better marriage. See you on the boat. That's iworkforhim.com, iwork4him.com.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him. Hey, Martha, I got an idea. Why don't we just go out into the audience and talk to some people that are here right at the Kingdom Leadership Workshop? What do you think about that idea?
Oh, I think that's a great idea. That'd be a lot of fun to just kind of catch people's, what their takeaways are and how they're enjoying the conference, the workshop.
All right, let's go.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, I'm Jim Brangenberg with the I Work For Him radio program. What's your name?
Matt Becker.
Matt, what brought you here to Lubbock, Texas, to the Kingdom Leadership Workshop? What are you hoping to get out of this?
To become a better leader for my team to grow them and help them in their growth.
Matt, who do you work for?
Well, I work for Jesus.
Okay, what's the name of the company that you work for here in Texas?
I work for LCRA, Lower Colorado River Authority.
Lower Colorado River Authority. So far, during the Kingdom Leadership Workshop, what's your biggest takeaway? Okay, let me just word it this way. What's your biggest aha moment?
Here, go to my notes.
Right. You put the microphone in front of some people, and all of a sudden the people absolutely clam up. All right, you got notes. You have two full pages of notes. What's your biggest aha moment?
It would be to that the Lord will give me a heart for the people I lead, to really truly care about them first and build those relationships with them.
Matt Becker, enjoy the rest of the Kingdom Leadership Workshop.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm Jim Brangenberg with the I Work For Him radio show. What's your name?
Becky Waldrop.
Becky, which part of the country do you come from?
New Mexico.
And what company are you representing?
Miller Waldrop Furniture.
Miller Waldrop Furniture. Okay, so what's your biggest expectation for your time here at the Kingdom Leadership Workshop?
To learn how to love our employees and show God's love in this day and age with all of the politically correct things that we are all supposed to be accountable to also.
So far today, what's your biggest aha moment?
That people don't need a good company to work for or a better leader. They need Jesus.
Wow. I love that, Becky. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, Kent, I'm Jim Brangenberg with the I Work For Him radio show. Talk to me about who are you here to represent?
Miller Waldrop Furniture.
All right. Oh, well, that seems like I've already talked to somebody from your company. Okay. Tell me, Kent, so far, what is your biggest aha moment here at the Kingdom Leadership Workshop brought to you by KingdomAtWork.com?
Wow. Several, but
you have to just pick one.
I just pick one. Okay. Well, immediately was embrace accountability, and what that means as a believer, that I'm loving people through being accountable or holding them accountable.
Has accountability been an issue in the past for you guys?
Yes. Well, I think we're accountable to each other. We're just not helping each other hold each other accountable.
Mm. Well, we look forward to the follow-up on that one, Kent. But thank you so much for just giving us a short little testimonial.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let me grab some people outside. Hey, Carrie, I'm Jim Brangenberg from the I Work For Him radio program. What brings you here to Lubbock, Texas?
Well, this Kingdom at Work workshop. I'm thrilled to see this happening. I was privileged to come to some of the beginnings of this back a couple of years ago, and known Rick and Holly for many, many years, and I just think that there's a real uprising amongst business community. It's just almost more natural they understand Kingdom, but I don't know that they've ever attached Kingdom to God's Kingdom.
So what's the name of the company that you represent?
I represent Carisma Celia. We're a financial services company. We work with school teachers.
And you're in what city?
Euless, Fort Worth, Texas, basically.
Nice. So what's been your biggest aha moment so far here at the Kingdom Leadership Workshop?
Unfortunately, my biggest aha moment is how selfishness has crept back into what I do. You know, and instead of just giving selfishly, you know, becoming more selfish about the way I want something done, you know, instead of just being unselfish and going, you know, if you know Father and you know Jesus Christ, and that's kind of the biggest picture there is.
Sure. Yeah. Is this your first time to a whole Kingdom Leadership Workshop?
No. I came last October to the first one. And then kind of the precursor back over in the other building a little over a year and a half ago came to that.
How many of your teammates did you bring with you this time?
I just started a small company. We're scattered. We're a little bit like an internet company in that we office remote.
Okay.
So I hadn't brought anybody yet. But.
All right. Well, we'll follow up with you, but thank you so much. Kerry Heise.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Jim Brangenberg with the I Work For Him radio show. What's your name, sir?
Dan Anderson.
Hey, Dan, what brings you here to Lubbock, Texas?
Well, I lead a ministry called Kingdom Way Ministries, and this is exactly what we're doing and trying to replicate in Colorado and other places God gives us opportunity. So coming to reinforce what we're already doing and learn new things to really minister to the business leaders in our ministry.
What do you think has been your biggest takeaway so far here at the Kingdom Leadership Workshop?
The biggest takeaway is that for me is that Kingdom leadership really can be done and should be done.
Do you think you've gained enough ideas to take it back to your business His Way groups in order to infiltrate them with the idea of the Kingdom?
Absolutely. Got a lot of practical ideas and even learning some new language that I can incorporate into that. So, like loving accountability, I'm going to a workshop right now.
Gotta love that accountability. Dan Anderson, we look forward to seeing you next summer in Colorado. That's what we look forward to seeing. Thank you, Dan Anderson.
Thank you much, man.
Hi, I'm Jim Brangenberg with the I Work For Him radio program. What is your name?
Beverly Mayberry.
And
I'm Rodney Mayberry.
What brings you here to the Kingdom Leadership Workshop? Why are you here in Lubbock, Texas today?
To make our company better and to learn some new ideas to take our company to the next level.
And what kind of a company do you guys run?
We're electrical contractors.
So residential or commercial?
All of it.
Wow, nice. Rodney, she's giving me short answers. Okay, so talk to me about what is your biggest takeaway so far, Rodney?
Well, actually, Bev and I have been talking about this kind of kingdom business for a number of years, but we've never actually seen the practical demonstration of it. We were in Abilene recently at a conference, and Walter was there, and he invited us to come. So we brought our entire staff to come and to share, and so we'd all be on the same page, because this is something we think that God actually owns the entire planet. So
last I checked, you're right.
So even though we've been in business 30 years, we understand that he only loaned it to us for a season. So one of the things that we've done is we've studied Abraham's life, and we modeled our entire company and our family lifestyle after him. So even though we're in business, we're training my son and his wife to pick up the mantle to carry it on, and we're training our grandsons and our great-grandsons in the same way. So the only thing that's lacking is the actual practical application of kingdom concepts and principles to the business.
All right, so RM Electrical Contractors in San Angelo, Texas. What do you think one of those practical things will be, Beverly, when you go back to the office with your staff? What is one of those practical things you're going to implement right away next week?
Interacting more with the employees and just doing some one-on-one with them to really just to make their lifestyle, even not only at the company but in their home life, better by interacting with them. If we need to be praying over them more, interacting with them more so that they can have a better lifestyle.
Can you guys see how this will make your marriage stronger, leading a kingdom company, seeing this demonstrated? You see Rick and Holly, but could you see how it can strengthen even the strongest of marriages?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've been married 45 years. I don't actually consider her to be my wife. She's my lover. So that brings a whole different dynamics to the relationship.
Especially when you're considering Abraham, that's right.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, even though we own the company, we've devoted our lives to serving and those people around us, our employees. So, I mean, this has been good for us in that we can take it to another step, a next level, and so to speak, in the practical application of these concepts.
Any final comments, Beverly? We'll give the lady the last word.
I'm really excited to go back and to really to put some of these things into practice and really to see what God has in store for our company since we've learned these practicalities of things. So I'm really excited to go back and do it.
Rodney and Beverly Mayberry from San Angelo, Texas with RM Electrical Contractor. Make sure you check them out if you're in that area. Thank you, Rodney and Beverly.
Thank you.
Bless you, my friend.
All right, Martha, we have got to do that at more conferences. That was so fun, just roaming around and talking to people. What do you think about that?
I think that was really a great time. Caught a few people by surprise, maybe made a few people uncomfortable, but they got to just really share what they have been learning throughout this workshop.
All right, we're going to come back in just a minute or so, but check out Kingdom at Work online, kingdomatwork.com, Kingdom Leadership Workshop, 3 opportunities for you to bring your team here to experience these incredible things like these people just shared, Kingdom Leadership Workshop from kingdomatwork.com, kingdomatwork.com. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back.
Martha and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us to take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand that their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com, click on the Donate Now button, and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367.
Hey, wait, don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the number of military troops deployed to the U.S.-Mexican border could go as high as 15,000. Mr. Trump told reporters at the White House on Wednesday that we'll go up to anywhere between 10,000 and 15,000 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE, and everyone else at the border. He said the move would be aimed at preventing the entry of a caravan of migrants traveling from Central America. The suspect in the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre has been indicted by a federal grand jury. The indictment, which was expected, was announced Wednesday. It charges Robert Bowers with 44 counts, including hate crimes. Federal prosecutors have previously indicated they plan to seek the death penalty. Authorities say Bowers opened fire in the Tree of Life synagogue on Saturday, killing 11 and wounding 6, including 4 police officers. On Wall Street, the Dow by 241 points. The Nasdaq rose 144. More details at srnnews.com.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Office Pride Commercial Office Cleaning Franchise. Own a different kind of commercial cleaning franchise. OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com. Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him as we are on location in Lubbock, Texas, courtesy of the Kingdom at Work folks because of their Kingdom Leadership Workshop. We'd love for you to bring your team here to Lubbock, Texas next year, 2019. There's 3 different opportunities for you to bring your team here to experience what does it mean to run a kingdom company? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? Because when a kingdom leader engages in a kingdom style, then a kingdom culture emerges and the kingdom of God advances. Here in this segment of the show, we're grabbing some of the people that are here at the Kingdom Leadership Workshop. Next up, David Underwood. He runs a company called Sigma Pro Engineering and Manufacturing. You can check them out online, sigmaproeng.com, sigmaproeng.com. David Underwood, welcome to I Work For Him.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Talk to us about, what is Sigma Pro Engineering? What kind of engineering do you guys do?
Well, we manufacture small plastic parts that are very precise, very difficult to make. We use injection molding, and most of the parts are used in medical, fiber optic, optical applications.
Oh, seriously small stuff then?
Very small.
Okay, all right.
Got to look at it with a microscope to know if it's there or not.
That's kind of, wow. I don't even know how you do that, but that's another show for another day, and that would make a great How It's Made episode, too.
Yep.
All right, talk to me about the Kingdom Leadership Workshop. You said off, well, how many times have you been?
This is my third time.
Your third time. Yeah. Okay, so is that because you didn't get it the first two times?
Well, I'm telling you, the first time, it was just so radical. I left, my head was spinning. I said, where have I been all my life? See, I'm a strong Christian. I have a lot of passion in my heart. And I really enjoy serving the Lord, but I never saw the connection between my business leadership and how I employed people and my life as a Christian and my calling to affect my world, my circle for the kingdom of God. Just never made the connection. And I came here and I saw that. For the first time, really lived out, really fleshed out, saw really good examples, and I thought, wow, I'm just so far behind. And the second time I came, I think I really began to put my feet down on the ground and say, okay, what can I do? Where can I start? What are the things that I can start moving in this direction and seeing the kingdom come into my area of influence? Mm-hmm. God had given me a huge area of influence, and I just didn't really understand it quite fully.
So how many employees do you have at Sigma Pro?
About 235.
Well, so it's not a small company. This is a very large company.
Well, compared, you know.
Okay. I mean, but a lot of small businesses come. That's 235 employees. This is a ton of employees. Okay. So talk to us about. So the first time, did you come alone?
Yes.
So second time, did you come alone?
No.
So the second time, you brought some of your team.
Brought a couple of my team, some close Christian comrades that I knew from work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this time, how many people are you bringing with you?
11.
11.
Yeah.
So you decided to bring, you went all in. Is that all your leadership team, 11 of them?
No, that's all I could get them to let me register this time.
No, they're like, you need to host your own if you're going to do
tables,
more than
I
that,
suppose.
Right?
No, really, because it's something like this. You know, you've got to have your whole leadership team on board. And a lot of people at work are asking me, like, well, why? And if they're not asking me, I know they're wondering why, because they look at me sort of funny as I begin to say things and be more open about the kingdom and about serving our employees and pastoring them and taking care of the employees' families and treating them the way Jesus would treat them and going beyond just an employee-employer to that typical relationship. And I want everybody in our leadership team to be on board. Now, not everybody's a Christian, and that's fine. I still want them on board because it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I'm excited to hear more about what, you know, you've been here twice. You've heard concepts from Kingdom at Work. What are you hoping that as a whole team they will pick up on that you're going to take back to your manufacturing firm?
Okay, so we started with one, two, or three small things that I saw modeled here and began to model it at work. I knew I couldn't do it all at once.
Yeah.
I knew it couldn't be a program thing. It had to be a heart passion thing. It had to be God working together with us.
Okay, but what were those three things? Tell us those three things
first
were.
First thing, after my second time here, I went home and I said, I'm committed to start the one-on-ones weekly with me, to the people that report to me, and asking the people that I do one-on-one with to do it with their reports and asking them to pass it along so that everybody in the company has a weekly one-on-one with somebody that's caring about them beyond just getting your work done.
Okay, that's phenomenal.
That was the first one. And a lot of the whys are, why are you doing this, David? But people are seeing the result, that there's a lot of people healthier emotionally, and we have an avenue now to address any crisis that's going on in anybody's life because we learn about it.
Yeah.
And so it's having these indirect advantages that we just didn't realize. But that was the first thing, and I believe that I went to God and I said, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to get from here to there. And I believe he told me just do one thing. And that was the one thing I think he led me to do. And so I started that, and that has then there's been a synergy that's developed around that and the why about it.
So one of the things they teach at the Kingdom Leadership Workshop is that no supervisor here at Beaton Bow Homes has more than 5 or 6 direct reports. Did you have to reorganize because you had too many people reporting? Because those one-to-ones take an hour a day or an hour a week from a manager's time. What did you deal with that?
Okay,
did you deal with that?
So I was okay. You know, I only had 6, so I felt like I was okay. So some of my managers had over 10 direct reports. Well, I took that principle, that part of the 101 principle is to keep your direct reports at something you can manage, that right. 5 or 6. So I said to one guy, I said, you're going to have to duplicate yourself. You're going to have to restructure your department. And so what that's led to was him being less stressed and less feeling like everything was on his shoulders. And it actually resulted in him being in a better place to do a better job as a manager.
Mm. That's
okay.
Fabulous.
So you said you pulled away 3 things after the second time. What was the second thing you've implemented?
Okay. We hired our first chaplain.
Fantastic.
Now, it was a big step. Mm-hmm. It was just sort of crazy how it came about, and just one of those.
What organization did you use?
Didn't.
You hired your own employee.
Yeah, it was just a lady I knew from church.
Ah.
Okay, fantastic.
I just said, do you want to have a job as a chaplain? And she said, oh my God, I've been praying about that. And I said, I was praying and I asked God, I told God, I couldn't do it myself, going to have help. And so so we just hired her. And she said, well, what do you want me to do? How do you be a chaplain? I said, I don't know. You just stay here in the office, you pray, and you just do whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do. It'll all work out, I guarantee it. So it is wonderful because she's been on the job just a few months. And so many people have come to her and gotten counseling and poured their heart out to her. Within the last 2 weeks, there are 2 people have gotten saved. And so it's just she's been the conduit. And what we set it up where she's not an employee. She's an independent contractor. Mm-hmm. She's got an office and all that. Mm-hmm. But we did that so that the employees would feel safe telling her anything about their personal lives or private lives. And she's helped so many people just in the last, I think she's been working there 3 months, something like that.
Excellent. So you're seeing results from that already.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fabulous. So what was the third takeaway that you've implemented? You have the one-on-ones, the chaplain.
You said there was 3.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So just transforming the whole – this is just for me. Just the vision for transforming the whole company reason for living.
Okay.
The whole reason we exist is a company.
So what had to transform? Instead of it being about money or instead of it being about
– Well, yeah.
What
you know, you start a business, and why do you start a business? Well – you start it because so you don't have to go to work for Bob, you know?
And even though Bob's a nice guy, but
he's
why
a nice
Bob?
Guy, right? And you start making money, and that's fun, and you start to serve your customer. And so this is years back, I started to see, you know, there's a little more to being in business, a little bigger, grander vision. And so I've had a lot of internal happiness by serving my customer well. I was gratified by that. And then I started talking about, you know, how we can be more efficient, and that turned into an emphasis on employee happiness and an incentive pay program. And this is all for the employee, and I was gratified by being able to help my employees succeed. And so I began to see glimpses of a higher purpose than just making money in my company. And this is starting maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago. All right. So then when I came to the workshop here, the Kingdom at Work, I really brought it all together. It's for God and for his glory. That's what it's all for, and that's the ultimate purpose. And so I don't know why. I think it was our culture that I just saw there needed to be some distance between my business and God. And I think I was just deceived into thinking that way. And I came here and I realized, no, you know, there is no greater purpose to my business than to serve God, to make him famous, and to treat people just like he would treat them.
All right, I'm going to stop you there because we're almost out of time, and I want to make sure I ask you this question. Right. You got 30 seconds.
Yes.
Why should a business owner or leader bring his leadership team to the Kingdom Leadership Workshop?
Because you're going to learn and be set on fire with the same fire that I've got, and that is to serve God with all of your heart. And there is no greater joy in life than for a person to serve God with all of his heart. There is no greater joy in business than to turn your business in that same direction. If your business isn't turned in that same direction right now, you're probably frustrated and unhappy.
David Underwood with Sigma Pro Engineering and Manufacturing. Thanks for being on I Work For Him, sharing just a little of your story today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Check him out online if you want to, sigmaproeng.com. And, of course, Kingdom Leadership Workshop, kingdomatwork.com. We'll be right back in just a second. Hey, wait. Don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
Jim and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com and click on the Donate Now button and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him. We broadcast to you from Lubbock, Texas this afternoon, and you are going to love the next story. And again, we're here because of the Kingdom Leadership Workshop, hosted by kingdomatwork.com, kingdomatwork.com. And right before the end of the show, I'm going to plug it. But just as I've said all week long, and really for many shows this fall, if you are a business owner or leader, and a Christ-following business owner leader, and you want your team to experience what it means to truly live out, work within a kingdom-focused environment, you've got to come to the Kingdom Leadership Workshop. Because when a kingdom leader engages in a kingdom style, then a kingdom culture emerges, and the kingdom of God advances. All right, this segment we're talking with Kyle Wakefield. He's got a fantastic story I wanted you to hear. Theme.co is his company, Theme.co. He's got one of those WordPress platforms that makes it easy for you to set up a website, Theme.co. Kyle Wakefield, welcome to I Work For Him.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. So we always start off the show with this question, or anytime we have a new guest on. How did you become a follower of Jesus?
I came to know the Lord when I was six. I was I grew up in a Christian home, great parents. Godly examples, and we were on our way to a cousin's house one night, and it was pouring down rain. And for whatever reason, there was just something that kind of stirred in my heart to ask. Yeah, I'd heard about the Lord, and at a six-year-old age, I understood enough that a six-year-old can. But there was something in my heart that night that asked and sought out my parents about what it meant to know Jesus. And so I prayed in the car on the way to my cousin's house to receive the Lord. And, you know, at six, you have a six-year-old's understanding.
Sure.
But over time, as time has gone on, I've seen how God used that decision at six that was limited in understanding to mature a faith and a dependence on Him that has only grown through the years. And, you know, sometimes you look back and, you know, I don't have a great cool story about coming to know the Lord, or I didn't have a relatively hard speaking season in life that brought me to that. But I also now look back at that as a blessing, too, to be able to, at a young age, come to know Him and have people pouring into me and loving me to guiding me through that journey.
Yet you do have a cool story, because you have seen the Lord work in your world, in your work world, in a way that it was painful. You know, you have a painful story of how God intersected your work world. Why don't you tell some of that story?
Absolutely. So there's kind of a cool story of how ThemeCo came to be, but really once ThemeCo was in existence, we decided to build a WordPress theme. And with a background in internet marketing and familiarity with WordPress, we didn't think it was going to be too challenging, and it wasn't too hard, but like any creative endeavor that you're trying to get to sell something, you know, the customer at the end of the day is the judge, jury, and executioner
right.
of that. So we set out to build this theme in 2013, and I put a self-imposed deadline of 6 months or so to get it done. And around month six, we're not near finished. And there was a lot of interpersonal challenges that year, health issues.
You're a young guy. You had health issues?
Looking back, I think it was a lot of stress and anxiety related.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the whole year trying to find answers to those questions while the business had been kind of deteriorating since we had been so focused on building something new. What we had done in the past was just deteriorating. And it all was kind of compounding. Mm. And so we finally got the theme finished. We go to submit it at the place we were going to sell it, ThemeForest, a big marketplace, and they rejected it. And I had heard that was pretty commonplace and to kind of expect that. But we had spent, you know, almost a year on this product that, you know, some people can build a theme in a weekend. And so we had taken a lot of time. There was a lot of thoughtfulness put into it, and they just rejected it. So we went back to the drawing board. We tried to add more bells and whistles, whatever we thought they may want, and we go to submit it again. And they rejected it a second time. And then that was kind of increasingly frustrating. So we go back to the drawing board again. And in between that second one and us submitting it for the third time, I had to have this surgery. And as I was recovering from that surgery, we submitted it for the third time, and we got rejected again. And I remember sitting in my living room on a couch, you know, reading that email, not really being able to move, feeling physically defeated, emotionally defeated, spiritually defeated, and asking questions, because I felt like God had led us this way, but the door was just closed. And Scott and I, my business partner, we prayed about it, we talked about it, and said, well, clearly this door is shut. For whatever reason, God has closed it. And, you know, we knew about selling online, so we decided we'll just make our own go at it and sell it on our own site. So we take about a month to get our merchant account set up and all that jazz, and we finally get it ready. And we get it started, and there's actually a cool story about our first customer that ever bought our product. But somewhere after we got it launched on our own, you know, it's not getting the exposure, because ThemeForest is such a massive marketplace. But I get this email one day from someone at ThemeForest, and it's not related to the theme at all. It's just it says, hey, I wanted to you were one of our top affiliates last year. We want to send you a little gift, and we wanted to see if this is your right address. And so just let me know. And then he had a little PS on there, which was, if you ever need anything, you know, let me know. So I almost didn't reply because I was so, you know, kind of, I laugh now, but I was just kind of so upset about the whole thing, and I'd kind of almost written them off. I actually had written a letter to their CEO who I'd met once before, just this long, you know, angry letter of how the whole process was messed up and they need to do that. I never sent it. But
those are good letters to write but never send.
Exactly. I've kept it. And I go back and read it every once in a while now. But so I replied back and I gave him my address and I said, I just said, hey, by the way, and I kind of quickly summarized what happened. He emailed me back and said, well, I know the guy that heads up that team and I'll connect you with him and I'm sure we can figure something out. So a couple weeks pass, and I'm talking with this guy, and he sees our theme, and he goes, yeah, I don't know why this was rejected. This is great. He said, there's just a couple little administrative things we'd like you to do, but it's nothing major. And he said, just take care of that, and we'll be good to go. So at that point, I still was kind of going, well, do we really want to sell it there now after all this stuff that had happened? And yet that was the whole vision. That was kind of what God had laid on my heart in the first place. So we go through it. We get it submitted. And overnight, you know, once it was approved, it was December 10th, 2013. It just took off like a rocket ship. And, you know, we had we went from being very strapped with resources and manpower to having this huge influx of people and the support. And my brother, God bless him, who's our lead developer, had to simultaneously, you know, support the product and build the product and keep, you know, adding new features. And we had one other guy at the time who was helping with that. And looking back, I see that I had done everything I knew how to do. And as business owners, I think sometimes we pride ourselves in looking at angles and taking initiative and taking risk and going maybe where others either choose not to go or haven't gone. I had done everything I knew how to do, and that door was still closed. And I believe part of the reason God did what he did in the way he did was so that I would know it was him who opened the door that I knew was closed.
You are here at the Kingdom Leadership Workshop in Lubbock, Texas. You told us offline that this is your second time. How has being involved with the Kingdom at Work people and the Kingdom Leadership Workshop impacted Theme.co?
I would say very significantly, in the sense that I was a last-minute add to the last one. And it was a really cool story how I got here. But I was only able to be here for about a day. And when I got home, I told my wife and several other people that it was, without a doubt, the most spirit-led, spirit-filled 24 hours of my life. And my first hope was that I could get our leadership team here for the next one. And that's what we've done. So now we've got our core team, leadership team here for this one. So it's been significant.
And when you look at the biggest takeaway so far in the conversations here, with 1 minute to go before the show is over, what is everybody saying their biggest takeaway is from this week?
I think, you know, I came into this being very mindful of the spiritual stewardship we have over our community and people. But I also, we're in transition as a business right now. And so I came in, you know, I think with a kind of a business perspective and hoping to think through a lot of that, and our team's here this week to do some of that planning. But one of the recurring themes we keep hearing is that our primary focus should be people. And when we focus on people and the relationships that God has brought to us, that we are stewards over, not that the other things just fall in line. You still have to, you know, think through those things and work those out, but to focus on the people first.
Excellent.
Kyle Wakefield with Theme.co, Theme.co online. Thank you so much, Kyle, for sharing your story. Just a little bit of it. We're going to get more in a future show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Hey, thank you to the Kingdom at Work people. As we finish up the last of our shows here in Lubbock, Texas, thank you guys for listening. We want to encourage you to get signed up for the Kingdom Leadership Workshop, KingdomAtWork.com. You're listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately,
I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville.
There's always something new at Crayola Experience at the Florida Mall. Watch your paper creation rock in the spotlight. Plus, 25 exciting hands-on family attractions. Create colorful melted wax spin art. Name and wrap your own crayon. And turn your coloring page into a magical 4D adventure. It's a whole new experience every time. Discover the magic of color at Crayola Experience.
Get your discount tickets today at CrayolaExperience.com.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.